best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Christina Mackay-Lowes is the granddaughter of the founder of Mackay, John Mackay himself.
That's right.
And she's in town at the moment too, Jay.
Today, for a very important reason, remembering her grandfather, who founded Mackay.
Yeah, she's presenting council a portrait of her grandfather, John Mackay, the founder of Mackay, and she joins us now. Christina, you're like royalty to this region.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm overwhelmed. As well as a portrait, it's his Imperial Service Order Medal, which is a very beautiful medal. And I'm just going to say a few words about him. His history is pretty well documented round here, but just a few remarks as a granddaughter to a grandfather that she never knew, sadly.
Right. Just quickly, though, because, I mean, it is an historic occasion that you're coming back to town again.
And
your grandfather's history has been well documented, except for one crucial element. And it's been a sticking point for many, many years.
Yes, what is that?
Do you want to say it, Jay?
The correct pronunciation for the region, is it Mackay or Mackay?
Oh, definitely Mackay. I'm giving one little anecdote. The grandfather, in his crustier old age, used to refuse to acknowledge people who called him Mackay. He felt so strong, called him Mackay. Mackay is proper Scottish pronunciation.
Mackay.
There you have it.
We've heard it from royalty ourselves.
Yeah. That is the end of the argument.
So how long are you staying in Mackay for there, Christina?
Only till tomorrow.
Okay, so you get to see around the place a little bit?
Yes, I hope to see a few things. This is about my fourth visit here, but I haven't been for a few years. I planted a tree once, so I want to go and check on that tree to see whether it's alive.
Well, you just let us know off air where the tree is and we can do regular updates for you. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds fine.
Yeah. Sounds great.
You get plenty of rain here.
Exactly right.
Well, look, Christina, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I know you're a very busy woman today and for clearing up the issue between Mackay and Mackay.
Oh, absolutely definite. That's, you know, from the horse's mouth. Just get very cross with anyone who says Mackay.
All right, Christina, thanks for joining us this morning. Great to talk
to you. Thank you. It's been fun.
See you later. It's been a lot of fun for us as well. There's royalty right there. It is Mackay, not Mackay.
Has your Facebook page been inundated with Game of Thrones like mine has? Like, everyone's talking about Game of Thrones again?
Yes.
Really?
Can I just ask what the appeal is with Game of Thrones?
To me? No, I'm with you. We've had a bit of a discussion about this before. I don't understand it. It just seems way too in-depth a TV show and everyone just dies.
If you know the appeal, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, can somebody just call us 13 27 10, explain to us what the show is all about?
It's on Foxtel, isn't it?
Yeah, pay TV. I've tried to watch a couple of episodes before.
Right.
I think there was one episode there where there was a horse that was literally sliced in half and the horse fell apart. And that, for me, was enough. I'm like, you know what? As much as I love watching horses being cut up, not my kind of TV show. I just don't know what the appeal is. Like, what is it about? What's capturing you to watch it? Because there's so much speculation and, you know, controversy about the last episode that just went to air.
Yeah, well, that's what got Facebook all over up in arms about. Hey, Peter and Morani, mate, have you watched the Game of Thrones TV show?
Yes, I do watch it with the wife and oldest daughter.
What's the deal with it? Like, seriously, neither Jay or myself have seen it, and we can't understand what the hell's going on. It seems like everyone's just getting killed off.
Pretty much, yeah. I can't understand that either, really. Then I go to bed. I start at 3 o'clock in the morning, garden cane, and that's about enough for me.
Okay. So, in other words, Game of Thrones, it's easy enough to go to sleep too. Well, is that what you're trying to say, Pete?
What I got from Peter just then was he watches it, but he doesn't understand it either.
Right, yes.
If you can help us out, what's the appeal, Game of Thrones? 13 27 10, why is everybody up in arms about the latest episode as well?
And you've got to put it in layman's terms for us too, because we're very simple creatures. Okay, we need it step by step. Thank you very much.
All right.
Game of Thrones has just blown up on Facebook. You know the TV show that everybody's talking about? It's like a sci-fi type of thing. And
there seems to be a lot of killing, murdering, and a lot of sex. I mean, yeah. It looks like a great show, but I've seen it a couple of times, and I just don't get the appeal.
Yeah, I don't get. You can't understand. You can't follow it, can you? Like, seriously, it's one of those shows where it just does your head in.
I'm trying to catch up the whole time. I'm like, it's like Days of Our Lives on speed. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I'm just with medieval characters, that's all. But yeah, you're bang on the money.
Georgia, have you seen Game of Thrones? What's the case? What's the go with the show?
I've watched a couple of shows, but it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't understand it either?
Not particularly, no. I like something that, yeah, a storyline that you can actually follow.
Yes. I don't understand, like, main characters are just being, like...
Killed off. Yeah.
Early in the season. I'm like, I don't understand this whole thing, but...
Well, that's so that more characters get paid.
That's a very good point.
Sharing the wealth, yeah, and I understand that. Thank you very much, Georgia. But Facebook was just alive. It's like, oh my God, did you see the last episode of Game of Thrones?
Mm.
Well, no, because we didn't understand the first episode.
If you can clarify what it's about, 13-27-10, there was a lady at Coles at the Northern Beaches who was talking to me about it yesterday. That's why we're bringing it up.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, did you see the latest? And I'm like, no. Who watches Game of Thrones? If you can explain it, we want to hear from you on our Facebook page, CFM Mackay.
For the all-new Nissan NP300 Navara, now at North Jacklin.
Okay, go.
CFM's Trackside Track.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the Trackside Track for this morning has already gone off, but we got another one coming up, the Sabi.
It's the Clash. Should I stay or should I go?
Should I stay or should I go now?
When you hear that, 13-27-10, you could be off to the Townsville V8 on us.
Now, if you don't win it, you can always buy your tickets from tickettech.com.au. That means you can actually take the kids up there as well. They had Lightning McQueen, the Cars characters up there last year. That's coming back with the Disney Zone, as well as our next guest, the stuntman extraordinaire from Hot Wheels. Mm. It is Matty Mingay. Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Fantastic, guys. How's it yourselves?
Yeah, good. We're excited to have you back to the Townsville V8s again this year. We saw you last year. Is it fun for you doing all those stunts, mate, or is it a bit scary at times?
Yeah, guys. Look, I have an absolute ball. You know, as the years progress, I've come up with all different types of new tricks and new stunts and some new entertainment concepts. And one of my latest and greatest concepts is bringing it up to Townsville for the first time. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Would that be your son coming up to town and doing his tricks as well, or what? Because he's only like 7 years old, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. No, I'm not bringing him. I don't want to take him away. Take my shine away.
What happens when your son decides to do stunts like dad? Like, do you go, oh, I don't know whether this is a good idea or not, or do you go, yeah, come on, let's do it?
No, not at all. Look, he can do whatever he wants. I've introduced so many different types of things to him, sports and action sports, and he can just choose his own path, I think. And he's a real smart little kid, and he really thinks a lot of stuff out before he does it, surprisingly, for a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
And, he loves following what Dad does, and he's on motorway stunts, and he's his own little drift car now.
That's awesome.
He goes nuts. And, I've got a lot of promoters ringing me going, is it right if you bring your son along? Well.
Wouldn't be surprised if he actually joins Nitro Circus at some stage in his career as well.
Yeah, I know. I think he's going to start after we paid soon.
What about you? Is there something that you will just not do?
Oh, look, I won't go back to doing jumps on motorbikes again because it busts too many bones. But, look, I'm able to give everything a shot.
Mm.
I do, everything I do is, I mean, everybody thinks it's crazy and right out there, but it's all calculated risk. I don't do anything unless I thoroughly nut it out and, make sure that I don't do anything wrong. And in practice, if I stuff up and I hurt myself, I work out what I did wrong and I go back and I challenge myself to do it right. And once I've got it right and got it 100%, that's what I do in front of crowds of a couple hundred thousand people.
Well, that's just part of the entertainment. It's going to be a huge lineup this year with the Townsville V8s, Dave, and we're going to get behind it again and sending people off to the Townsville V8s. More details on that coming up later this morning. Matty Mingay, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. We'll see you in Townsville.
No problem, guys. Really looking forward to it.
Joe Hockey. Enough said at the moment. Like, did you hear what he said yesterday? absolutely amazing. This was his exact words on TV yesterday. The starting point for a first home buyer is to get a good job. And it just went downhill from there.
Gee, thanks for the heads up, Captain Obvious. So, look, I think Joe Hockey, Julie Bishop did it right the first time. Remember a few months ago, Joe Hockey said some stupid things in Parliament.
Yeah, she rolled her eyes.
Her head was in her hands. Basically, that's how the whole country felt when Joe said these stupid remarks.
Yeah, exactly.
I can only imagine yesterday how not only Julie Bishop, but Tony Abbott, maybe anybody to do with the Liberals, were thinking when he said some stupid stuff about, like you just said, about buying your first home, get a better paying job.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone's saying that he's out of touch, and he is. I mean, he's never really wanted for anything, has he? Mm. I mean, he grew up around North Sydney, which is one of the affluent suburbs of Sydney.
Yeah.
He went to school at one of the prestigious schools as well. He's never been on Struggle Street.
It doesn't matter which side of politics you're on, whether you're a Labor or Liberal. His comments yesterday were stupid. And I've seen some Liberal supporters saying the guy just can't articulate himself very well at all. But let's just look at some of the dumb things that Joe Hockey has said before, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready for a laugh.
Get a bucket of popcorn. You're going to enjoy this. Here we go.
That the poorest people either don't have cars or actually don't drive very far. Mm. You can spend just over $3 on a middy of beer.
Yeah.
So that's two middies of beer to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Let's have some perspective. The starting point for a first home buyer is to get a good job that pays good money. If housing were unaffordable in Sydney, no one would be buying it.
You're right, yeah.
Okay, can we just give Joe Hockey a standing ovation?
Oh, my God. What sort of nuffy are you, mate? Seriously, is he out of touch or are we just being too hard?
Maybe he's getting ready for after politics.
Oh, my God.
You know, a stand-up comedian. He's going to fail at that, too.
I would love to see him live on the average wage of, like, $40,000 or $50,000 and see how you go, Joe. No buying cigars for you there, mate. No buying cigars.
Apple are one of the biggest companies in the world. They own the iPhone, the iPad, and just about everything under the sun. Mm. And they had their biggest event of the year yesterday, Jay. Did you hear this?
I did see something about revealing another thing that you can add to your phone or your Apple product.
Yeah, well, the big announcement yesterday was Apple Music, okay? And in a nutshell, what Apple Music is...
Yeah.
Is you don't even have to buy your music off iTunes anymore.
Oh,
great. They just stream it to you. Whatever you want, some of the stuff you don't want, they'll stream it to you.
I can just imagine kids at North Mackay High School just sitting there listening to their iPods or their phones all day now with this free music.
Yeah. Basically, they're just going up against other companies like Spotify and Pandora, which do the exact same thing. But, you know, Apple, they're slowly taking over the world, aren't they?
Mm.
And I think that's kind of reflected in their latest ad too.
At Apple, we strive to innovate the humble phone into something else. Never before has a phone been able to do so much. The iPhone can tell the time, take pictures, remind you to pick up your kids, even when you don't want to, keep you in contact with friends and play music. We even install things when you upgrade your software that you don't know of, even if you don't like you to. How's that for innovation? Here's a happy iPhone user.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? What the hell are you doing on my phone? Far out. Yeah, thanks, Apple.
And with yesterday's announcement, we want to be able to access more information from your bank account. With Apple Music, you can stream music you don't know, don't like, and don't care about. Apple, eventually we will own you.
Give Me Five for Kids. It continues on until the 31st of June. We're raising as much money as we can for the Children's Wards at Mackay Base and Crossbine Hospitals. Mm. And I'll tell you what, we're off to a good start.
Well, we've got in mind some of the pieces of equipment that we want to raise money for the Children's Wards.
Mm.
They gave us a wish list. Karen, who is the clinical nurse consultant at Mackay Base Hospital, or the Children's Wards there, was giving us some of that information just a few days ago.
This year we're hoping to be able to purchase either one or two of the new Airvo heated humidified systems that we use for children, little ones with bronchiolitis. So the humidified high flow system helps support their airways. So when children are struggling to breathe with bronchiolitis, and this is normally caused by a virus such as influenza, or there's another one called respiratory syncytial virus, and it just helps open their airways up a little bit and helps them to breathe a bit easier.
The worst thing you can hear is a child coughing and splattering because of the flu, and they can't breathe properly.
Horrible stuff. So we're doing our darnest to get to the tally that we need to buy this equipment.
There's been a couple of, like, Prospine and Mackay are after one of those high-flow oxygen devices. They're worth $3,500 each, okay? I think we've got those.
We do.
So far.
Our biggest piece of equipment is costing about $12,000, apparently.
That's exactly right. Wish list number two in Prospine. They're after a portable ECG machine, which is, it measures the child's heart when they've got congenital diseases and everything.
Well, on Sunday, we held a family fun day at Mackay Showground for our Give Me Five for Kids appeal. It was $5 per entry for children to come in. We had money raised from hamburgers, from fairy floss, from lollies, from everything that you could think of. And we finally got a grand total this morning, which nearly floored us. How much did we raise on that one day?
Do you want me to say it, or should we do it again together?
All right, on the count of three. One, two, three.
$10,018! How great is this community we live in?
That is awesome. And we know people are doing it tough at the moment. We absolutely know. We both are affected by the economical downturn in Mackay as well. So we're not immune from this, and everybody else is feeling it hard as well. And I'm telling you now, to get $10,000 in one day is just amazing.
And thank you for everyone that came down with their kids. I mean, yeah, fair enough. There was a bit of a lineup for all the different jumping castles and the food and everything else. And everyone was quite civil about it because they knew it was, the whole day was to raise as much money for kids' wards at the hospitals.
How good is that? $10,000, $10,018. That's a lot of Mars bars, if you ask me. thank you to everybody who got involved as well. And if you do want to donate, it's not too late to do so. You can get on the phone, 13 27 10, or you can just jump onto our Facebook page and inbox us, and we'll get in touch with you.
And you can maybe even just buy yourself a $20 family pass for four off to the movies.
Be proud to be a Mackayite right now. Details on that coming up very soon with Jay and Dave. Local news with Amity Brand is coming up. The CEO of Mackay Regional Council calls it quits. She's got the details up in a few minutes. She should be headlining this Milo story as well.
News broke on the weekend. You might have missed this one, actually, that Milo has changed their ingredients, like the taste of it. Mm. Apparently, the Kiwis say it's rank, but Nestle say Aussies won't know the difference.
Look, I don't care. If they've changed it, like, it's very chocolatey, Milo. I like that.
Yeah.
But as long as I can still have my three tablespoons in the bottom of the glass with the milk on top, unstirred, and then you just drink the milk as it is, and then the clumps of Milo come to the top, I'm happy.
Really? That's an interesting way of doing it, actually. I've never heard of that one before. That's very well. I might have to try that one. Me, personally.
How do you drink yours?
I drink it like coffee. Like, just one tablespoon, one big heap tablespoon with hot water and a little bit of milk and a little bit of sugar, and I'm stir it up. I'm sweet.
Milo is meant for cold drinks, not for hot.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No,
it tastes
not.
So much better cold.
Yeah, that's
or on your ice cream. On ice cream.
Oh, you know what we used to do as kids? We used to sprinkle it on cornflakes in the morning, just instead of sugar. Just it was beautiful.
So, let's take some calls. How do you have your Milo? 13, 27, 10. Like, drink wise, do you have it hot, cold? Do you have two teaspoons, three tablespoons? A little bit of milk and the rest of the glass Milo.
Do you just get a tablespoon and eat it straight out of the tin?
Call us up, 13 27 10.
Nestle have decided to change up the recipe for the deliciousness that is Milo. The Kiwis are up in arms. They say it's rank, but Nestle say us Aussies, we won't know any difference.
Probably because we swallow it before we even get enough time to taste it.
Yeah, that's true. We all have it in a different way, don't we?
Milo is, right across the board, something that everybody loves, but we have it different ways. We wanted to know how you had it this morning.
Well, you have it yours in a different way, don't you? You have three heaped tablespoons at the bottom of the glass and then milk poured over the top of it.
But I don't want it broken up. I just want the clumps on the bottom, and then when you drink the milk, the clumps sort of go in your mouth and explode.
That's like a Milo lava lamp right there.
Pretty much. Maria has called. How do you have your Milo, Maria?
Okay. The last time I used Milo was when I was making a tiramisu for my family for a family gathering, and I used it between the layers of the soaked here, Maria, and coffee, Sabriati biscuits.
Yeah.
And you layer cream.
Yeah.
And then I use the Milo to sprinkle in between the layers.
Yum.
And then cream on top and more Milo.
does the Milo go soggy or is it still kind of crunchy?
No, it just blends in. It just tastes like grated chocolate.
Oh.
Mm. We'll just wait for the invitation next time, Maria. Thanks for your call.
Jackie, how do you have your Milo?
There's only one way to have it. That's three quarters of a cup of Milo with a dash of milk.
So it's like a goo. Like it's almost
I've done that since I was a kid and I'll still do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a foamy, chocolatey froth, isn't it?
Yeah, and eating the Milo out before the milk completely devours it is just amazing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
you've obviously had
I'm still going to do it.
You've obviously had a lot of practice at this.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jackie. Karen, how do you have your Milo?
Okay, the best hot chocolate drink ever is a big mug with 4 heaped teaspoons of Milo and 3 heaped teaspoons of powdered white chocolate. Add hot water and a little bit of milk.
Wow.
White chocolate as well.
Yeah. You get it from Your Inspiration at Home. It's their powdered white chocolate. I'm addicted to it, I think.
Okay.
So, it's actually really good in coffee as well.
When you put your 4 tablespoons of Milo into the glass, do you take one for the mouth as well?
Of course.
See, everybody's addicted to Milo.